Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz and Jason Duda with you on a Friday edition. The weekend coming up. The weather is crisp out there.
It is, especially in the mornings. Whew.
I've been putting off my walking until mid-morning just so the temperature increases a little bit.
You'd walk farther if you went in the morning, though.
Think so?
Yep, absolutely. Feel better. Body wouldn't heat up. You'd end up walking more. I guarantee you would.
Well, I walk an hour. Do I need to? An hour seems like an awfully long time. So I don't know. I don't know if I need to walk more than an hour, but I feel pretty good about getting an hour in.
That's pretty good. I'll give you that. I'll give you credit for that.
My goodness.
You're doing well.
You people are pushing me.
Well, hey, if we don't push you, then who's going to?
Exactly.
And then where are you going to end up? Oh, you're going to wake up and you'll be like, oh, I don't think I'm going to go.
That has not happened. You know, I'm
that's good.
That is good.
That's good.
I've not yet been sitting around saying, I just can't do this today. So I understand what that's like. This stuff's not easy.
No. Usually once you get started, it's a lot easier. It's getting started that's the tough part.
It's getting started that's the issue. And then staying with it after several months. But I'm proud of the kid.
You're doing good.
I'm doing all right.
You're
so
doing
far.
Good. I'll give you a little credit there.
Doing okay so far. We made some picks yesterday, and I can't tell you how much I'm intrigued by some of these NFL games. Now, we hope they all get played because COVID's really starting to make the rounds through the NFL. I don't know how much longer.
Well, that Atlanta came out and said that they had it, but then they were false positives, I believe I heard today.
Indy's going to try to play. They've had it.
Indy's had it. New England came out today. They all had it. They got it again. So I don't know if that game's ever going to get played. They've been trying to play Denver for 2 weeks
now. Crazy. So we'll see. But Cleveland-Pittsburgh, I'm all over that game. I think that's going to be a great game. We all picked Pittsburgh. None of us are really sold on Cleveland. This is an opportunity for Cleveland to sell not only us, but a national audience. If they go into Pittsburgh and win, I think Cleveland has a chance.
See, I don't. I don't see it. They haven't, and I don't have a computer in front of me, so I'm not sure, but I know the teams that they've beat are not that good so far this year. Now they're going to go into Pittsburgh to play Ben Roethlisberger. He's got all his weapons there. He's got Chase Claypool now, who emerged last week. He still's got Juju on the outside. They got James Conner in the backfield. That defense hasn't played that well. They'll step up in a divisional game against Cleveland. I think that this game might be the blowout of all the games that we kind of picked. I really, really do. I think this game could get out of hand. Baker Mayfield, he'll throw an early pick. They'll be done. OBJ will get mad, throw a fit on the sideline. Kareem Hunt will get upset. He'll go start crying. Jarvis Landry will try to calm them all down.
Wow.
Myles Garrett will get mad, and he'll go back to the locker room.
You've basically created a Shakespeare play,
just gave you the scenario.
It's ridiculous.
Well, let's see what happens. Pittsburgh definitely covers, what was it, 3.5, 4.5? They win this game by double digits.
Want to double the bet on the cookies? Double digits?
Well, we need drinks with the cookies.
Yeah, a drink.
Okay.
We're bringing a drink.
Fair enough. Yeah,
Le'Veon
you got
Bell,
it.
To the Chiefs, one of the three teams he was apparently considering. Seems like it's a no-lose situation for the Chiefs, isn't it? I mean, he's just adds to their assortment of riches.
I wonder, how are they going to use him? That's my question.
Well, every team uses two backs.
Well, they use two backs, but you.
I heard something about Clyde Edwards-Helaire that the Chiefs have been inside the 2 yard line and given the ball to Clyde Edwards-Helaire 9 times this season, and he has not scored on any of those times. So they add a more of a power back to the shiftiness and speed of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think it's. Listen,
I wouldn't.
Brett Veach is beyond reproach, man. Every move he makes is gold. Who are you to criticize?
I wasn't criticizing. All I was saying is, how are they going to use him? He likes to be spread out too. He likes to line up in a slot or as a wide receiver.
He can catch the ball.
I know he can, but look at all the guys they have. Whose positions is he going to take?
I just told you the best reason they brought him in. You want to score from the 2 yard line?
So they're only going to use Le'Veon Bell from the 2.
No, but
absolutely not.
But he can score from the 2.
Does he take over that backfield?
No.
For this year?
No.
No, you're saying no.
No.
Is they going to
split? Clyde Edwards-Helaire will play 65% of the snaps, and Le'Veon Bell will be used in. Andy Reid.
And how happy is Le'Veon
and
Bell going to be?
The enemy
in
know
that?
What they're doing.
I know they
Who
do.
Who cares how happy he
but,
is? He wants
but
to win
causes
a Super Bowl.
But it causes a problem in the locker room.
Another Shakespeare thing?
It causes a problem in the locker room.
No, it doesn't.
If he was whining
with the New York Jets.
And complained the whole time. Right?
Because they're terrible.
He signed there. Then why did he sign there?
He's going to a team that can win the Super Bowl. He's under contract for 1 year. He doesn't view the Chiefs as his long-term destination. He wants to reestablish himself as a quality running back.
At he's what,
gonna,
30?
He's going to get the opportunity to make a difference. This is a great signing for the Chiefs.
I think it
and
is.
And I'm
a good
Raiders fan.
I think it is a good signing for the Chiefs. I'm just curious on how they're going to use him.
I just told you.
Yeah, but I don't think you're right.
Le'Veon Bell can score touchdowns from the red zone.
But he's not a real power back.
He's a. What do you mean?
You think he's more of a power back than Helaire is?
Of course he is.
I don't know. He's more shifty and get him in space.
Are you sure you haven't brought drinks?
I am
in?
Absolutely.
What's in
sure.
that cup?
Woohoo!
Good grief, man. I've never seen a guy fade so quickly. Le'Veon Bell has 38 touchdowns in his career as a running back. I think it's a fine move by the Chiefs. I'm envious of it as a Raiders fan. The Chiefs just got better. They shored up a weakness, and that is a back who can score in the red zone. They got to be able to pound the football and score from 2 yards out.
Well, they still score from 2 yards out. Mahomes just throws it to Kelce or takes it in himself, or they run a trick play. I mean, they still score.
So what's the difference? You would not have signed Bell.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have signed Bell.
I don't get where you're coming from.
I'm curious on how he's actually going to be used. And I don't think that he's going to – he's either going to take over and play all the time.
Say what you want to say.
Or he's not going to play very much.
So
that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be a 60-40 split or 65-35. It's going to be all the time, or he's going to fill in once in a while when Helaire wants a breather.
A lot of teams
and
use
I don't see
multiple
that.
Backs.
Absolutely they do, and so do the Chiefs.
The Chiefs have been most famous for it. Last year, my goodness.
But my theory is that he's just not going to be happy
after
4 or 5
theory.
Games. What? My theory's wrong? We don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows how it's going to turn out. I'm not saying that it's a bad signing. if you pick up a quality player like Bell, it's not, there's nothing wrong with that.
Let's get to Phil, who maybe can enlighten you. Not me. I don't need to be enlightened. In fact, I'm going to go get a drink of water. Phil, talk to Duda.
How's it going, Bob? Hey, you know, I have a metaphor for Le'Veon Bell. He says he's a math book. He's full of problems. But my thing with Le'Veon Bell is he wanted his money. He wanted his money. He went where he had to go to get paid. When he went to the Jets to be good, he was going to have to be the face of the franchise. It fizzled out. Now that he has his money, he wants a title. So I think that's the big difference. He didn't have his money or a contender. He got his money first, and now he's going to the Chiefs. They have an established leader. They have established stars, and so he will be a fit-in guy. He ain't going to be there very long, but he'll get a title or at least make a run, and then he'll end his career somewhere else. That's what I think.
Yeah, and he could win a title, and he could be a guy that scores a touchdown or two in that Super Bowl. I mean, this is a guy that I think still has something in the tank. I don't think it's just Le'Veon Bell saying, I'm at the end of my career. I'm going to go sit around and watch my team win a title. He's going to contribute to that, Phil. Phil must be gone. I'm making
He didn't like what you said.
I'm making some of the best points you'll ever hear on radio today, and nobody's hanging around to hear them.
Because maybe they're only the best to you.
Let's get.
But you know why? That's your opinion.
Let's get to Chris. Chris, welcome.
Hi, guys. Yeah, the previous caller made some good points, but look, I think a player, he doesn't change his stripes just because he goes to a better situation in a team. Yeah, he wants to win a title, but when you got a guy like that, to me, I tend to think it's not a good signing. I could easily see him going there and not even make an impact. That's just my opinion. So I don't.
That's what you wanted to say, but you didn't have the cojones.
No, that's kind of what I did say. I just didn't say it like that, but I agree 100% with him. He's exactly right.
He's a diva. Everything's got to be perfect with him. And when he doesn't get enough touches or this or that, he's going to be a problem. And, you know, I don't know. I tend to think it's not a great signing, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if his impact is very minimal. That's all I got, guys. Thanks.
And in four or five games, when he's not getting the ball as much, here we go. Drama, 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 drama.
That's Shakespeare.
It was always like that when it was like that.
Why don't
Pittsburgh.
You write a play
it
about
was like
it?
Like that with the Jets. And I don't want it to be like that with the Chiefs. But I think, like he said, he's not going to change his stripes. It's who he is. He ain't going to be happy.
I predict completely otherwise. I think he goes to Kansas City and does make an impact. I think he helps that team offensively. He's around Andy Reid, which is a little bit different than Andy Gase.
Yes,
right?
I'll give you that.
Would you agree with that?
I will. 100%.
He's around Patrick Mahomes, which is a little bit different than Sam Darnold.
Well, no, Joe Flacco.
Well, no. Whomever. He's around a franchise that just won it last year. I think it's a brilliant signing. And I'm not a guy that gives the Chiefs a ton of credit.
Well, we know.
I'm a Raiders guy.
I understand.
So I'm not on this show to bang the drum of the Chiefs, but you and Chris couldn't be more wrong.
Oh, well, I guess this will be interesting to see how this plays out then. Because I think Chris and I are right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Four or five games. Wait, the first few games will be fine. But just wait. If he's not getting his touches, because like I said, he's either got to take it over or it's going to be drama. That's my opinion on it. Plain and simple.
Crazy.
Crazy?
Absolutely.
How is that crazy?
You're giving the kid.
You think he's just gonna change
why
for this
year? Why are you all over Le'Veon Bell? What's he ever done to you?
Absolutely nothing.
I don't get it.
Absolutely nothing.
I don't get it.
That's my opinion on it, and I'm right.
I'm
in this
for
one.
The kid.
Well, I'm glad you're for the kid. Great, fantastic. That's why you have our opinions. Your opinion is just wrong in this situation, and it's okay.
869-1240. Let's get a couple more Chiefs fans or people. They don't even have to be Chiefs fans.
No.
Who want to weigh in on this Le'Veon Bell situation.
I'm not a Chiefs fan. I'm not a fan of any of the teams.
Here's Bill. Bill, what's up? Ryan's first. I can't keep track of all the callers, Max. It's Ryan.
Hi, hi, Bob. Thanks for having me today. And as a member of the Chiefs Kingdom since 1981, I tell you what, there's not many times we agree, Bob, but I tell you, you just hit it on the head. And there's two reasons why. I mean, one, we're seeing the Mahomes effect, and I think we'll see this in years to come. where people are drawn to Kansas City because not only Mahomes, but the ability to win a championship. So, yes, you were exactly right in there. And then the second time, and as Chris and as Phil had mentioned, and as Duda, you know, tried to bring up, look, there has been some headbutting in the past with his locker room conduct. And so what makes it so desirable coming to Kansas City is he already has a friend in place. So he is friends with Chris Jones. And before his courtship that led to his meeting with the Jets, you know, he was being flirted with by Chris Jones and brought him in and talked to Kansas City. And so they've been reunited as friends. And so I really think that gives a presence in the locker room of, hey, you came here for a reason. You're going to fly right. And I wonder if the folks in the Wichita area and those that listen to you online kind of get tired of you always saying the right thing. But this is 100%. You nailed it. And, you know, when they repeat, you'll be able to, you know,
Ryan,
sip that.
That's a great point you made.
Champagne.
You know, I'd never thought about that. Maybe people do get tired that I'm always right. I don't
know.
Oh,
my
goodness. Well, your correctness is always redundant. It seems like it always happens every show. Rock it out, you guys.
There you go. There's an endorsement from Ryan who, if he endorses you, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. If Ryan endorses you, then it's okay.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Let's get to Josh. Hello, Josh. Is Josh with us? Max,
hello.
I don't hear Josh. Josh, here we go.
Hello?
Boy, that's bad radio. Travis, somebody, who's next? No, he's not. Max says Josh is there. Well, if he's there, he's a ghost. Josh,
I'm here.
Are you with
us? Can you hear me, guys?
We got you. Let's
go. Yeah, I'm here. Okay, I just had two quick things on the Le'Veon Bell. First off, CEH is already only playing 65% of the snaps, so Le'Veon can easily slide into a 40% share there without any problems and any change to CEH's status. Secondly, I'm sure Veach already talked with Le'Veon coming in on what his role is going to be. He came in knowing he wasn't going to be the lead guy. He was just going to be a part of the team. And so I don't think there'll be any drama issues there on the one-year deal. And so I think Bob's right on this one. I think it was a good signing for the Chiefs and kind of scary for my Seahawks to come when we meet them in the Super Bowl.
Thanks, Josh. I appreciate the call. Now we get to Travis. Hello, Travis.
Hey, Bob. I was just calling. I'm with you on it. He's not going to walk in that locker room and pull the shit he did in New York. So, yeah, it's shut your hole and know your role.
All right, see you, Travis. Dennis is next. Dennis, what do you have?
I tell you what, Bob, you hit it on the head, and they got what they need, and it can be a win-win situation. They needed a bigger, stronger back, and Bell is 6'1", 225, so they've got that. They've got a relief for Hilaire. And here's the thing about Bell right now. He knows he's only, 29 years old?
Correct.
And he's showcasing now. This is a short-term thing, and he's got to showcase himself to get a contract with some team for next year. Because the Chiefs, they almost got him for free. And they're not going to put up with anything. The least little thing, hey, you're gone, you know. As simple as that. So it can be a win-win situation. Depends on how much Bell wants to play for a contract for next year.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate it, and I agree. And we'll get to one more call, and then we'll ask Steve and Dave to hold through the break, if you would. But Scott is next. Scott, what do you have for us?
How are you, Bob? Good to talk to you. I'm total in agreement with you. We got him on the cheap. 3 years ago, he's arguably the best back in football. He hasn't put any mileage on his body for 2 years. How do you lose? I'm with Dennis. Cut him if he's a drama queen in the locker room, but I don't see it. He's got something to prove, and I am dreaming about him out on a wheel route, one-on-one with a linebacker, because they're double teaming Kelce and Hill. So
yeah, it's an absolutely no risk move with Le'Veon Bell.
That's the way I look at it. You're 100% right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. There, I think we've been validated.
No. I agree. I agree with what he said. And if they're a problem, they're going to cut him. Right. I think it's going to turn into a problem.
Okay, well,
that's
see.
My opinion.
I don't.
Well, that's fine.
We'll take
that's
a break. Fine. Steve and Dave, hang with us. We'll get your thoughts next. This is The Drive on KFH.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!